Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Andy Rogers, one of the candidates running for the Riverside City Council election. Andy Rogers, you are running for one of the council seats for the Riverside City election. How about we start off by you telling us a bit about yourself?
I'm just a normal Joe. I've lived in Riverside since 2010 and been around the area since 2003. I'm married and have three kids at home, and a fourth, my oldest daughter, is in the Army and active duty in the Army in El Paso. I've been a member of the community club in Riverside for several years here, and this year I was the president of it, and just do what I can around town when people ask or need. And I just think that I could benefit the town by being on the council.
Why have you decided to run for a council seat at this time?
It just seems like the council has been taking a long time to make decisions on things in town, and I understand we need to make educated decisions and so forth, but I think we need to do things in a more timely manner. There's been a lot of projects that have just been kind of on the back burner in town that just keep getting shuffled along, and they get talked to death and nobody wants to deal with them anymore. And I just would like to see things start moving in a forward direction instead of everything keep moving sideways.
Are there certain issues that you'd like to address or projects that you'd want to work on if elected?
Well, I mean, there's stuff in the works that the council is working on now. They're like working on a Four Seasons community shelter at the park. And that's kind of a big deal to me. That'd be a real benefit to the community to have a nicer, more modern space to use for even just families in town to get together in, or groups to meet in, or have a small wedding or something. I mean, it's just a nice space to for the community to enjoy and use. And let's say we've been talking about stuff like this in town for a long time ago. Some people I've talked to who's been around town, I mean, it's been talked about 20 years ago, and it still hasn't gotten accomplished.
And you mentioned you have served as the president of the Riverside Area Community Club. Could you tell us what other sorts of volunteering or involvement that you've had in the community, or have you been elected to office in the past?
No, I haven't been in office in the past. When my oldest daughter was in school when younger, I helped out with, coaching for her little youth sports teams and stuff. And her boys are in Boy Scouts now, and if they need a hand, I give a hand. When it's asked, I like to give a hand and help where I can.
For your role, your experience having been served in the area community club, how may that affect your goals as far as serving on the council or your perspective with potentially being in office?
It's given me experience working with other people and groups within the community, and it's helped me be able to talk to different people. I'm not the most outgoing, just walk up to somebody and strike up a conversation kind of person, but being involved in the community club, it kind of pushes that issue and kind of makes me talk and work with people that I maybe normally wouldn't. And I like working with people and trying to get things accomplished.
In closing, is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners?
Please vote for me on November 7th for the election. I'm younger in town and I have some ideas that I'd like to move forward with, and it would be to my benefit to have support from the citizens of the city.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Riverside City Council member candidate Andy Rogers. You can find this and other Riverside City election candidate interviews at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.